We okay?
Yes.
You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6:23 on August 17th, 2020. Apologize for the late start, but we had a longer than expected public comment meeting. May I have an invocation, please, Commissioner Ellen?
Please join me in prayer. Holy One, known by many names and beyond all names, Spirit of life, Spirit of love, Spirit of community, Spirit of justice. We ask your blessings on the people who have been called to lead this community in which we live and work and play. Help us as leaders to not ask first, how do we fix this, but what do we need to learn? How might we need to change? And to whom do we need to listen? Remind us, because we all forget from time to time, especially in the noisiness of what passes for political debate today, that we are not only leaders, but also servants, and that it is our responsibility to serve the common good of all. Remind us that no matter where we live, everyone, gay, straight, transgender, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, Sikh, or even atheist, is our neighbor, our sibling, and that throughout the ages, prophets have called the leaders of the people to respect and protect the least of those among us, our children, the elderly, the poor, those who are hungry, those who have no homes, those who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, the strangers and immigrants in our midst, those who live on the margin, and those who are alone, and those who are forgotten. Grant us the wisdom and courage to know and do what is right and good and true. May we speak out when it is time to speak out, and listen patiently and respectfully when it is time to listen. May we always be guided by the spirit of community, the spirit of justice, and the spirit of love. This we pray in the name of all that we hold sacred and holy, and all that we hold good and right and true. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance, please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, let's go to the approval of the consent agenda items, gentlemen. Oh, first point of business. David, are you on the phone? Councilman Hegler?
Yes, sir, I am. This is David Hegler.
Okay. All right. So we have everybody involved. Okay. Approval of the consent agenda items. Any questions on these?
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we approve the consent agenda as presented.
I just wanted real quick, everybody see we have completely staffed out the land use plan committee now, so we will start in earnest moving forward with that, amending that in September. And I second Alan's motion.
Okay, so approval of the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, approved.
Aye.
Thank you, David. Adoption of the agenda. Please review the agenda and tell me if you have any requested changes.
Mr. Mayor, this is David Ever.
Yes, sir. So that would be the LDSI update and the additional golf cart parking on N Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have a request to amend the agenda by Commissioner Hegler to remove his items until he can attend in person.
I'd like a motion we adopt the agenda with the additional comments by Commissioner Hager.
Second.
Okay. All in favor in changing the agenda as requested?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you, David. Okay. Committee business. Committee business has been quite light based on the fact that many folks are not meeting during COVID, but let's go down through this. Community Center Committee, any comments?
Mayor, are you going to have public comment?
Right. Thank you. Do we have any public comments? 3-minute public comments for the meeting. Or issues to be brought forward. Well, thank you, John. I'm used to getting that clipboard, and since it's disappeared, I have a habit of going by that. Committee business. Community Center Committee, any feedback from Sarah and the team? I do not believe so. Okay. Marketing Committee?
We have continued to not meet there.
Okay.
Not spending the money marketing for the community, but the committee is not meeting.
Okay. Shoreline Access. Dennis, do you happen to be on? Is there anything to report? Okay, thank you.
I'm on, but nothing to report. Yeah.
Thank you, Dennis. Planning and Zoning Commission?
Yeah, this is Craig Alvarez, Chair of Planning and Zoning.
Thank you.
We have nothing to report for both PNC as well as the Hoover District.
Okay, thank you, Craig. Historical Preservation Commission?
You said that was PNC, they have nothing to report.
No, I'm talking about, right, thank you. Pedestrian Committee, anything from Mo or you? Alan?
I thought Mo was going to be on the call. The committee is continuing to meet monthly via a conference call. We have a walkabout scheduled for sometime in the future, and next week we're going to do a virtual training through Zoom for that process. So the meeting will be open to the public, and we'll get the information out for people to participate in either the training, the public, or in the walkabout, the walkable thing to do. Right now, that's all we're doing. I mean, it's a difficult meeting with a brand new committee. We don't even know each other, but doing it virtually, but we're plugging forward. So I think the committee is doing a good job of trying to get their goals and objectives and the priorities in the right place.
I think they're doing a good job of maintaining momentum, at least building momentum until the point where they can really get out there.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, we'll have a request. I have the state bringing it up tonight without Public Works here, so we've got a request that we'll bring forward next month, but it'll be an official request to the council.
Okay. Land Use Committee?
As I said, we're fully membered out, and we will start to work next month.
Good. I like the candidates that we added today. Okay, department head business. Let's start with administration. No items, Amanda? Building inspections, John?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to report on the beach crossover at 1,004.5 Fort Fisher Boulevard North. It is complete. I've done my final inspection and walkthrough with the contractor, and final payment has been issued. As we spoke about last month, it was concerning the concrete pour out. You guys allowed me to spend up to $4,000 to pour concrete in front of the walkover. That has been done, but it was for a nice brown price of $2,500. Additionally, some things that I've noticed at the crosswalk, one thing really, people are utilizing both sides of the crosswalk as parking for golf carts now, just about on a daily basis. So We might want to put some signs up there or do something.
We definitely need to put signs up.
There were, everybody's been kind of looking for the signs that were there at one point. Contractor has assured me that he did not remove the signs. So I'm not sure where that signage is, but he does not have it.
We have the sign to plug, we have our other paycheck says.
Yes, sir.
Are you talking about signage that shows the rules?
Yes, sir.
The rules sign?
Yes, sir.
The ones that the SLAP committee did?
Yes, sir.
They're hanging in somebody's garage probably by now.
Anybody do that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hi, this is Dennis. I believe that Public Works has a sign.
Okay, well, that would be a
the
good. Sorry, Dennis, go ahead.
Those were new signs that were put up when we had just made the decision to redo that ramp. So they held off putting up those new signs. So I think they still have that sign for that location.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Dennis. And then your comment as with ordinances that we should look at no parking signs next to the.
I'll call the Public Works Director and ask them if he had it. I said that they did not.
Okay. Well,
they did not have what? The beach exit? The beach sign?
The beach sign.
So we'd have to order one and then also put up no parking signs because we.
But if I understood Dennis correctly, we never put.
Yeah, so we have to order one if he doesn't have it or have any stock.
We will get a sign. We will either find the sign or buy a sign. So. That's not an issue. So we're done with that. Anything else, John?
Next thing I wanted to report to you guys. This past week I got the final report from Building Code Effectiveness Grading System. This is a 5-year report that federal government comes in, ISO, and reviews what we do in the building department. I just got that report the other day. We were, the last time we were actually graded was in 2011, so we were way overdue. We went from a class 8 to a class 4, which is much better rating. I've attempted to locate what that does for our Curie Beach residents in terms of savings, and I have not received any documentation on that yet. When I do, I'll let you know.
Will that just be business, John, or will that be business and resident savings?
It should be business and residents.
Oh, that's outstanding news. Since I have a residence.
That's all I have.
Okay. Anything to add, liaison, for
Building? Good job on that, John.
Thank you, John. Finance department? Karen?
No items for finance.
No items? Okay. Nothing beyond the consent agenda. Okay. Fire department? Chief Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. A couple of quick items. First off, congratulations to John. I know he's being quite modest in his reduction of class, but I'm sure he did quite a bit of hard work, so congratulations, Inspector Batson, on that. Secondly, I sent out an email this morning regarding lifeguard staffing for the remainder of the season. Just kind of wanted to reiterate that really quickly. Started the season with 32 guards. We're down to about 18 now due to college starting back up. And, of course, that will further reduce as the season goes on. So it's not uncommon. This happens every single year. Carolina Beach, Rice Beach, all the other beaches that have lifeguards go through this. It's a normal staff is 13 lifeguards on per day. So during the week, we'll have anywhere from 6 to 10 lifeguards. And then on the weekend, of course, we still remain full staffed. Any questions on that? Just wanted to announce that publicly.
No, that's pretty typical. So the reduced staff is riding the beach?
That's right. We'll try to do, poor citizens and visitors will see black flags on the lifeguard towers. That means there's no lifeguard on duty for that particular tower. But we will evenly distribute the lifeguards via ATVs on both sides of the pier, and then if we have enough staffing, we usually will sit someone up on top of the pier because they've got a pretty good view both ways, as well as the two lifeguard towers on each side of the pier as well. It's at the discretion of the supervisor. He may move them around slightly depending on where the heaviest traffic is or current conditions.
Okay.
And secondly, I spoke with Mr. Benicali with the SLAP committee this past weekend, and he had stated that...
Star mute, please. Star six.
He had stated that a particular 911 call on the beach strand, someone had told him, and he could correct me if he's on the phone, but someone had told him that they did not know the location of where they were at on the beach strand. Either himself or someone from the SLAP committee went out and did a brief survey with citizens and visitors and just asked people, do you know where you're at on the beach strand right now? And he was surprised, I believe, to find that most people could not determine which access they had actually walked out on or if they had to give an address. He had brought up to me that it would be a good idea to put lifeguard tower locations on the lifeguard stand, so signs basically that it states just like what's on the roadway, which I think is a great idea. However, I did mentioned to him that a previous council wanted to reduce the amount of signs on the lifeguard tower, so I could just bring this up to council to first make sure that it was the will of council to move forward. He stated he had money in his budget to cover the signs and we could get together to create the signs. Of course, we're always going with the lifeguard season, so it could be something that we work on throughout the off season. But anyways, just wanted to get the will of council to see if you wanted me to move forward working with the SLAP committee on lifeguard tower signs.
Well, we have reduced staff and people need emergency service. I mean, I think it would be kind of wise to let them know where they are. My opinion, guys.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. They have, the money, so we definitely work on it over the winter.
I'll come back with it. It shows what the sound would look like or something. I think it's a good idea.
So, like I said, the only reason bringing it up is just due to a previous council wanting to do away with some of the signs on them. Lifeguard tower, so.
Yeah, well, that one's, I think the one you mentioned is pretty important. Thank you.
Thank you.
Police department?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing? Thank you. Mike? Public Works is not on. I don't think Commissioner Hagler, as liaison, you have anything to report for that?
Yes, I do. I'd just like to say that following the storm, we finished a week and a half of picking up debris from the citizens. We know the mix of our public works department with contractors. The feedback's been pretty positive. Not all of us ordered a note, which I appreciate, and just that's your public works. And then we are working. If you look at the agenda, the public works report is on there for any citizens that are interested. The team's doing really well. We're down one person right now. Jimmy's working on filling the pass right now, a short-term issue. And we're just working through the summer for lots of stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Hagler. Recreation Department, Nikki?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. All right, moving on along the agenda in old business, we've deleted the LDSI and the golf cart parking, which puts us down to street naming process. Mr. Ellen.
Thank you, Mayor. As part of your package is a draft proposal for guidelines as a text amendment to Section 14 of our True Beach Code. Dealing with street sidewalks and other public places and its standard for addressing and naming streets, whether it's a new street in a new development or a current street that needs to be renamed. And as we all know, a couple of the streets we have been requested to rename because of the ties to the Confederacy. Once I sent this to everyone, Commissioner Oliver made one change, which is in this copy that you have in front of you. I would like for us to adopt that as part of the consent agenda at the September meeting, and then we can move on to those two particular streets. Now, one thing I have discovered as, one, just driving around, but two, trying to look into street names. We do have a name in Curie Beach of one of our streets that is exactly the same as a street in Carolina Beach. Andy and I have talked about that a little bit in regard to could there be a mistake on an emergency call and the emergency responders go to the wrong location. Of course, that's a possibility. It has not happened to date. That particular street is Seahorse. It's Seahorse Lane up in Carolina Beach. We have a Seahorse Court in Curie Beach. I reached out to one of the members, resident living on Seahorse Court, Curie Beach, that I happen to be friends with. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are seven. It's a court. There are seven houses and I think 3 empty lots on Seahorse Court. I have not got a response from him whether or not he has. He was like, talk to other members on that court. Is he interested in changing? So I have no knowledge. I guess I need your thoughts on should we follow up? Should we not worry about it? That court is fairly new within the Sea Watch community, and so I'm pretty sure Seahorse Lane up in Carolina Beach has rights to be first, if you will. They were a street before Seahorse Court in Curie Beach. I don't know that we need to or have to change it, but just letting everyone know that there is a duplication right here on the island that kind of goes against our guidelines of being something similar. So we've got that one, we've got the two that people want changed because of their ties to the Confederacy, and I would like for us to adopt this set of changes to our ordinance. And my understanding is that it does not need a public hearing.
Okay. So your recommendation, John, was that we vote on the process this evening? Is that what you would like us to do?
Well,
the process you distributed?
I suggested that we just make it part of the consent agenda for the September meeting.
Okay.
But if you want me to make a motion, then we'll approve it tonight, that'd be fine.
Well, what we can do is we will follow your guidance. You did the work on this one. We will take a detailed look at the process, and we will probably come forward with it on a consent agenda, because I didn't see it to be an issue.
Don't we have another policy already in place that we'll have to... there's already a policy in place, so we'll have to have something to rescind that, I'm assuming.
I believe what John did was he took the existing and he added to it and made changes to
that,
it.
What Mandy showed us the other night was a policy letter or...
our policy manual.
In the manual. And this is an actual addition to the ordinance.
But we need to clarify.
So we'll need to probably amend our policy.
We need to have a motion to amend the policy to remove that or either reference back to the code, you know, just to make sure it's clear.
Okay, so it will not be a consent agenda item. It would be a discussion item.
I guess I would think that our town ordinance is over, take precedence over a policy.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm just saying for clarity, we need to make sure we take care of all the business and what we're doing.
Well, we can make a motion tonight to even rescind the previous policy letter.
Okay. So we'll not be voting on it this evening.
The ordinance and the
policy? We won't be voting on it this evening. What we'll do is we'll take a look at it and we'll bring it up again at the next council meeting.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I need.
But thanks for the work, John. I have read through it. I thought it was a pretty good document.
Mr. Eldridge, would you like the hard copy? Mandy and Beth will take care of it.
Okay. Okay, next item is appoint the ADA coordinator to approve Curie Beach ADA transition plan. Last meeting I said that I would accept that the responsibility and go ahead and talk to the department heads. In the department head meetings, we have come up with an individual. I'm going to describe what the ADA coordinator is, and then I can go ahead and explain the rationale for the selection. An ADA coordinator is a point person for the public's interaction with the town regarding accessibility. This position will be responsible for addressing questions and concerns about access. The coordinator will initialize investigations into potential disability discrimination complaints and that are communicated to the coordinator. This position will provide a single source of information for efficient and consistent communication between town departments and also with the public. The position will provide a specific individual who will be instrumental in establishing compliance and forward progress. This particular position is not the person who resolves all the issues, but they do manage the issues to resolution. And we have a department head who is very good at complex situations, but she is going to need each and every department head, and I would expect a rapid response when she inquires about anything ADA. John, you will probably be involved in every one of them, and I would imagine that Public Works will be involved in every one of them. But we came up with a name, and it is Nikki. So Nikki, I appreciate the fact that you're going to take a run at this. Nikki has a recreation department. She puts together complex things constantly. And I think she will be a good interactive service for the community. And with the support of the men and the other department heads, men and women, I am sure that we will have a good process here. I have said, I have told Nikki, Ms. Healy, Mrs. Healy, that we would take a look at this in 4 months to see if this had any particular difficulties. In the meantime, we will look at the training necessary to support the certification. So we are recommending to council that Nikki be identified as the ADA coordinator, at least for the next 4 months. Or let's say as the ADA coordinator, unless the next 4 months says we should make a change, either by her request or for some other reason. So what is the will of council? You support Nikki in that role?
I make a motion that we appoint Ms. Nikki as the ADA.
Okay, I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Stay again.
Okay. Nikki, thank you very much. I know this is a little bit out of your comfort zone, but I am confident you are an excellent choice. The next is the speed limit, but I think we...
You actually need to also approve the plan that's included in the agenda packet.
Oh, thank you. So we have to approve the plan.
We posted on our town website.
All right. I mean, the plan needs a few corrections. It shows John Batson as the coordinator. That needs to be changed. So I guess we could adopt this. There are four or five activities to close. I guess you could adopt this, changing the name of the coordinator to Nikki.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion we adopt the proposed ADA plan with the changes we've discussed that corrects the coordinator's name and email and all the contact information.
Second.
Okay. Any questions on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Thanks. So we have that behind us. Now, the speed limit, we had the public meeting today. We've extended that public meeting. And then we have a special meeting after the next public meeting to go ahead and vote on what we're going to do relative to the speed limit. So I would stay posted on that. There's still time to put in your comments. Next item is discussion and approval of the parking RFP. Now, after a long period of time,
3 years,
I have in my hand a proposal for parking for Kiri Beach for our 632 spaces. When we started this journey, we had not identified all of the parking spaces and not marked all the parking spaces. We have done that. Our police have enforced the parking issues, and now I think we're at a point in time where we should see if the town will have any benefits associated with some type of parking program. The parking committee has been meeting, Joseph, what, 2 years?
We've been meeting for over 3 years now.
3 years now? Well, we have made progress. We're at a point to...
Seems like a lot longer.
Yeah. We've come to a point where we can send out the RFP, which defines what we would like to do, what our goals are, and of course, we'll be asking others to provide their input if they have better ideas. The backbone of the current request essentially has us going to a type of app payment so that we do not have meters sticking out at every parking place. So there will be more to come, but we're not trying to get encumbered with all types of equipment. So this will be, I would like council's approval to send out the RFP, and that would be my first request here this evening.
I make a motion we approve Craig sending out the parking RFP.
I'll second.
Oh, all right, so it needs some areas of dressing, but in general, the parking committee has reviewed the input and is consistent with what we were requesting initially. So we will get this out probably within the next month. So we have all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye, Mr. Davis.
Okay. So we will go ahead with the RFP as proposed. I know you all have that now. It's 21 pages of fun reading. And then the last thing I would like to say is at the next meeting, I will propose what the process and the dates might be. We'll meet with the parking committee and come up with who the candidates may be. I would like your approval for us to go ahead and select the candidates for this RFP, and then we will put together a calendar of events so that we can decide probably prior to the end of the year so we can execute next year if we so deem to execute, if it makes sense. So I would like the approval of council for us to select the people who the RFP goes to.
Do we get a motion for that?
Won't council have to approve?
Well, I think he's going to narrow down the candidates. If we get five candidates.
That's the committee vote.
I'm sorry, I missed what Alan's comment was.
I was asking if council would have to approve whoever. You're talking about the final selection, right?
You would approve who wins. I'm talking about trying to keep it to maybe five individuals or five companies to take a look at this and go ahead with the best proposal, and we'll put it together for, it will definitely be a council vote.
Yeah,
it is not a parking committee selection.
It's going to be put in Commerce Business Daily or just in the newspaper? We can't determine who's going to respond to it.
We've actually talked about this a lot. I have to look at that process, and I'm sure the attorney will be able to school me on this, but we have at least 10 firms who are interested, though some of them, I would really want to deal with people who actually have app-type
We've already gotten two. I got a request Friday for information, and when another one came through to give us information today, Craig and I got the email about. So
people already paid attention. Typically, we tend to request for proposals.
Yes.
We send it out. We'll publicize it. We're accepting those. If they want a copy of this 26-page document, we can provide them a copy of it. But anybody, I mean, that's part of it. It's anybody can send a proposal, whether we. It's kind of like somebody applying for a job, or whether you're applying to big professional services, or whatever we're doing. You're just asking people to respond to the proposal.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask Jim about that. Jim, can the parking committee isolate the group of people who can respond to this public request for information? I mean, we can eliminate them for a variety of reasons, but if we get 100 inputs, do we have to consider all 100?
Several points, Mr. Mayor. I wasn't tasked with this.
Yeah, I know.
So it's off the top of my head.
Right.
Second thing is, the easiest way to handle this is to approve the draft RFP subject to any procurement requirements be applicable by staff. I'd be much more comfortable approving it subject to procurement requirements than deciding on a list of people to send it to. It may be appropriate, but let's look at the procurement requirements and with Harlan's help and Andy's help, make sure we're on the right footing. That'd be my request.
Okay. We can do that. Want to make sure we do it properly.
Along those lines, do you have an estimated cost of what the management contract would be?
That's part of the RFP. We do not. We do. All we do know is that what we did, and we did an independent study with one firm on three parking lots with 140 free spots around of the paid parking, and it's still almost closed out for the cash invested. So it's clearly, if all the spots had been identified, it probably would have been a winner for the population. But we'll have to take a look at that.
The only thing we ever had was a study a few years ago. It was going to, over a three-year contract, would be $300,000, and we would have not made a great deal of money off of that.
So, Madam Clerk, are you comfortable with that recommendation?
So, okay, so then the next step will, I'll work with Jim on taking a look at this and understanding what we may do so we do it appropriately. So everybody understands, so we lost our town attorney, and Jim, until a new one is appointed, has graciously accepted to act as our interim attorney. So we're getting to used to starting to work with each other, at least on this point, because he is our PNC attorney.
You can check with Madam Clerk, but I see no problem approving the draft RFP. The motion would be approving the draft RFP subject to any procurement requirements. Okay. It sounds like you're happy with the paperwork. We're just deciding where it goes.
Pretty much so, yes. So
if you want to get this checklist off the agenda and turn it over to staff, and we'll take it.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve the park request for the RFP for parking subject to what was
procurement
requirements.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
But I do have a question about one of the comments in the parking plan itself. On page 5, under the period of performance of the service availability, it says the parking enforcement under this contract will begin on March 15th and then September 30th. A little further down, types of parking, it says the season duration is May 15th to September 30th. Is that in conflict?
Well, that is what we had discussed as the committee, as the parking committee. But if you have comments on that, please read through it, and we can make some adjustments, I'm sure, or at least discuss them.
Okay, I mean, it says March 15th, and then a little lower.
Yeah, well, even on this other page, it says May.
It should say the same thing. There's a, there's, I mean, May actually, there were
September 30th.
Yeah, there's actually five kind of typos in it, which is that would need to be fixed. And they're my difficulties putting it together.
Good first RFP.
Yeah, it was a draft. So we will go ahead with that, and then at the next committee, I will advise what I believe the process to be.
And logistically, this report exists as a Word document?
Yes, it is a Word document. Okay, new business. Island Women donation of beach accessibility mat. I think, Nikki, you have some information for us relative to that.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Yeah, I have a few points of interest before you have the discussion about the mat. As you're probably aware, Carolina Beach has these mats at their boardwalk, and they have an agreement with Ocean Cure regarding that. And they have a MOU, or a Memorandum of Understanding, with that organization that outlines completely like whose responsibility and liability and everything. And I would suggest we draft one of those prior to moving forward with this. But additionally, they're having trouble with their mat right now. They took it up for the hurricane, and they cannot put it back down because they got a letter of non-compliance from North Carolina Fish and Wildlife Service. It has to do with the potential to interfere with the sea turtle nesting. So the mat, to be in compliance, can only go out 6 feet and be 6 feet wide, which doesn't put it past the safety zone of the beach. And the head of Ocean Cure is working with state legislature to try to get that rule changed. But he suggested we pause until there is some further clarification on that, because we would be in non-compliance as well if we moved forward with putting this in. I just wanted you guys to be aware that that was an issue that's currently going on.
Well, thank you for the information. I would say we actually take no action on this until things are resolved relative to North Carolina Fish and Wildlife approval. And I assume, well, we will let the Island Women know it was a gracious offer, and it still is a gracious offer if we can do it, but right now we can't do it.
Right, maybe we're interested and we'll revisit once that is cleared up.
So. Okay. All right. Thank you, Nikki. Okay, I have no additional updates at this time. Commissioners, Alan?
No, sir, nothing tonight.
Joseph? John?
I do have one thing, Mayor. I'd like to make a recommendation to you, to your leisure, if you will, at your convenience, to schedule a meeting of the naming committee and let us begin to discuss a potential naming for our dear friend, Andy Newman.
Yeah, we can definitely get the naming committee together, particularly once we have...
have street that needs a name.
So, yeah, we can do that, John.
Okay. Might ask David if he's...
Yeah. David, on the phone, do you have anything you want to add as Commissioner Adam?
Yes, sir. Just as the emergency manager, I'd like to point out that all of the departments did a great job for the tropical storm that we experienced 2 weeks ago. And for our citizens, just two reminders. One, it was only a tropical storm, not a hurricane. So if you thought it was bad, hurricanes are longer. And two, for having a full town, Duke Energy did an exceptional job to get our power back on in 18 hours. With all the people that were around and in the way. Typically, the recovery does not have 6,000 people in town. So this was very unusual, and please recognize that your power coming back on as fast as it did with the COVID requirements and all the people in town. You should say thanks to Duke Power when you get a chance.
Good points. Anything else, David? Okay. I would now like a motion to allow us to go into closed session.
Motion to go
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we go into closed session.
Second.
Discuss the personnel matter.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. David, you can call in on my phone. You can call in on my phone.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right.